Indianola softball on the one to count on for today's local sports coverage. 94.3 KNIA. Indianola softball a game away from Fort Dodge in the state tournament, and stands in front of them Glenwood. Ground ball up the middle and through. One run's going to come in, and it gets by center field, and Kindlespire's running for a while. She rounds second. She's heading for third. And a two RBI triple for Kindlespire, and they maybe had a chance to go home, but holds up at third, and Indianola takes the lead with a huge hit from Kylie Kindlespire. Line drive over the head of second base, and that one's going all the way to the wall. Nice hit by Ortland. Bishop rounding third. She's waved around. Ortland digging for third. A stand-up triple for Bryn Ortland. Drives in a run, and Indianola leads 3-1. A lefty Kindlespire with a 1-2. Fly ball out to left field. That one is deep and over the head of the left fielder, Coley. Kindlespire's digging for two, an RBI double for Kindlespire, and it's 4-1 and the 2-1. High fly ball, deep left field. That one ain't staying in the field. Two-run bomb for Celia Becker. And Indianola's blown it wide open. They lead 6-1 on a Celia Becker two-run shot. 1-1 to Kindlespire. Line drive out to right. Falls in for a base hit and an RBI hit for Kylie Kindlespire. Her third hit, her third RBI hit. And drives in Bryn Ortland from third. She sits a home run shy of the cycle in the third inning to Hannah Graham, the number eight hitter in this Indianola lineup. Fly ball deep left field. Does that one have the distance? Yes, absolutely. And Hannah Graham continues her rampage through this regional playoff, and it's a solo shot to left field. 10-1, Indianola. Two on, two outs. Ground ball right side towards the hole and through, and Kindlespire picks up her fourth hit. Run is being waved around to score, and it's 11-1. Indianola. Kylie Kindlespire does it again. 8 strikeouts for Izzy Bench. Does she get 9? Called strike 3. She does. 9 strikeouts through the first 4 innings. Line drive out to left center field. That one's going a long way. Here comes Sloan, being waved around third. She's being waved to home, and Cassie Anderson sends Indianola to the state tournament with a 12-2 win.